Often when we talk about educational policy and related aspects of the educational strategy in our country, much is said about preparing people for not just the world of work now, but the world of work in the future. Well, a new report has come out which raises some important issues around that. The Career Junction Employment Insights Report looks at the supply and demand trends in the current job market, but more crucially, looks at the future world of work. To talk about it, we're joined by Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights for Seon Group Africa. Mr. Byrne, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Some of the jobs that are likely to become, I don't know if we can call them obsolete, but fundamentally reduced in their scale and scope. What are the key ones that are actually quite prominent in the employment field now? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, this is an incredibly interesting subject, and thank you for that introduction. And I really think my interpretation of what we're seeing at the moment in this data is the impact of digitalization on our local workforce. So, yes, the type of roles that we've looked at are things like roles like bank tellers and insurance brokers, travel consultants, retail store managers, data capturers, and telemarketers. So you can see this goes across all different aspects of industry. So the reality is that I think almost every industry is going to be impacted by some form of this change. Now, that's sort of just hone in on some of those numbers. Bank tellers, for argument's sake, over the last 5 years, we've seen in our data that there's been a drop in demand of about 58% in terms of companies looking for tellers or banks looking for bank tellers specifically. You know, the travel consultants are down 21%. Retail store managers down 18%. And I think really what we're seeing here is the beginning of the impact of the fourth industrial revolution. And I suppose we're not alone in it. It is a global trend.
Right.
But it certainly has been accelerated by the pandemic.
So is it possible that some jobs may not disappear but morph? I mean, for example, it is noted that postal services are declining, but courier and the broader concept of delivery services in whatever form is actually increasing. Does that mean that the same people get those jobs, or do they change so substantially that if you were someone working in a post office, you're not likely to get a job working in, for example, a warehousing system at Takealot?
I think what we're speaking to now, John, is the importance of making sure that we've got an opportunity to do skills transfer. The reality is these jobs are morphing in certain cases, so I like that description of what you've given, and it's now the responsibility of employers to really understand the underlying skills that are going to be important for these jobs in the future so we can develop and grow those skills to meet the future demands of this digital economy of ours.
Travel agencies, I mean, that's an interesting one. Most people are doing things online, but I must admit, if I think of my own experience, I do a huge amount online, but there's some things for the particularly excellent travel agent that I have. There are some things that I really want her to take care of. Might these jobs shrink but not disappear and reinvent themselves for quite specific things where people want to do slightly more than what the kind of general service level offers?
I think you're spot on that. And I think, again, that goes back to how things will morph. And it's an industry that needs to reinvent itself, and I think it's doing some really good work in terms of that very specific and personalized type service that a travel agent can offer. It's quite easy to go online and do a direct booking for a single flight, but as soon as you've got complexity or you want to actually have more of an adventure in the sort of the taste of the local environment, I do believe that there is a role for that travel agency. So again, that goes back to the point in terms of how these careers will start to actually morph into what is needed and driven by the demand of us as the buyers in the future.
And just if the Minister of Education were to give us a call and say, please can we have Paul Byrne's number, because we want him to give us some advice on how to structure education with the future changing as profoundly as you say it will, and the survey seems to bear that out. What should we be doing differently in our schools?
I think the focus in terms of the changing world of work and the digital economy that we're working towards really emphasizes the importance of getting those digital skills up and running in schools. And if I look at some reports, some data from a report that we did last month, things like cloud engineers were up over the last 4 years, over 1,000% in demand. Yes. Data scientists are up 32% in demand. DevOps engineers, 104% up in demand. And if we look at the overall sort of future skills that the World Economic Forum has predicted are going to be in place by as soon as 2025, a large portion of those are digital related. Your software developers, yes, your data engineers, those kind of people that are working in this field of digitalization. That said, business and management roles will definitely also be strong up there on the agenda in terms of what we need to develop for, as will sales roles. And I suppose an important point to consider at this stage is what I've heard about in terms of the schools looking at sort of, yes, bringing in more artisan training back into the schools, because I do believe that there's definitely a place for that in our community. You need that kind of support in terms of whether it's your plumbers, your electricians, or whatever the case may be. So my guidance to the Minister of Education, yes, would be a definite focus in terms of those IT skills. It's even an opportunity for us to outsource those skills to companies outside of the country, and that's becoming quite a popular thing in, yes, terms of digital nomad skills. And we've got a growing number of companies that are tapping into our local workforce for that very reason.
Thanks so much, Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights for Sayon Group Africa. Are you in a job that you worried, think that job may not be there in a few years' time, and what are you doing about it? Give us a call and tell us.